Hey there, firm owners. I'm Ryan Lozanis, and you're listening to the Future Firm Accounting Podcast, the place where you'll get one actionable lesson each episode to help systematize your accounting firm so you can earn more while working less. Welcome to episode 150 of the Future Firm Accounting Podcast. It's great to be here with you today and to ring in this milestone episode, and I want to release to you something that I've personally worked very hard on for at least the last year or so. I call it the Firm Freedom System. It's a six-step system that, when followed in sequential order, will help you systematize your business model so that you unlock a lot more free time. Most firm owners I know are working far more than they'd like to. They might be able to grow their revenues, but that usually comes at the expense of their work-life balance. Instead, I want to show you the system that will allow you to increase your profits while simultaneously decreasing time spent in your business. This system is based off of my own personal experience running my firm from scratch to sale, while also coaching hundreds of firms within Future Firm Accelerate. In fact, this is the very same system that students of my coaching program follow. While most have the objective of wanting to earn more while working less, they often do problem solve in a very predictable manner that leads them contrary to their desired end state. This system is a proven methodology to avoid those costly traps and speed bumps. Without further ado, let's jump in. Step one of the Firm Freedom System is implementing standardized packages with strong margins. If you want to systematize your business model so that you can streamline your firm, this absolutely needs to be step one. Most firms offer a broad range of services to a broad range of clients. Effectively, even client has a different combination of services which are offered in a different set of ways. When you do this, as you grow, you'll have a million combinations of services across your clients. There is no formula or no rinse and repeat recipe to onboarding clients, training your team, and getting work done. When you bundle the same services that are within your sweet spot into a package and all clients are put onto the same packages, you set your firm up for standardization at the very foundational level. When you do this, we call this productization of your services. I explain the what, why, and how of productization in episode 143 of this podcast. But beyond that, we want to make sure that we have a sales and pricing process that's going to net us strong margins on these packages. If you aren't standardizing your offers and if you aren't collecting strong margins, unlocking freedom in a professional services business is going to be impossible. Once step one is in place, then you'll move to step two, which involves landing 1 to 5 high-quality deals per month. Here, we want to ensure that we have a constant pipeline of high-quality deals that we can pick from, so it puts us in the driver's seat and we aren't forced to accept non-ideal clients at suboptimal prices into our firm. In order to do so, we need to build a lead generation engine. This is obviously easier said than done, but there's some low-hanging fruit most firms can attack, and I've discussed several strategies in this podcast, on my blog, and in my newsletter. Okay, now we have great packages, we know how to price these packages, and we have a pipeline of new clients coming in the door, so we'll move to step three of this system, which is to eliminate overwork with capacity planning. Here, I want firms to implement a process to forecast their time requirements on all tasks in the coming months and compare their time requirements to their actual available capacity. Many firms record their time, which shows where your time went, but very few forecast their capacity and requirements, meaning they're always behind the eight ball. If you want to unlock freedom in your firm, capacity planning is critical to ensure that we are hiring before we encounter a capacity crunch. It will also help you ensure that you aren't biting off more than you can chew. I discuss how to implement capacity planning in your firm in episode 55 of this podcast. With capacity planning in place, we're ready to move to step four of the Firm Freedom System, which is implementing a team of A players. One of the main reasons why so many firm owners are overworked is because they are completely responsible for every business function. They handle sales, marketing, client relations, file reviews, quality control, implementing processes, hiring, managing, admin, and basically everything else. It's fine at the beginning, but at a certain size, it becomes unmanageable and hard to keep up with. The firm owner becomes the bottleneck, and it becomes difficult to dig out from. you'll need the right people in place to take over some of the firm's responsibilities, and typically you'll need people that are more experienced rather than more junior. I don't care if you are a team of two or a team of 100, you need high quality people on your team to take over the stuff you don't want to be doing and what you shouldn't be doing. This is a loaded topic, but I have many pieces of content on the topic of structuring your team to eliminate bottlenecks, attracting A players, how to keep them, and how to ensure they aren't turning over quickly. With a team of A players in place, then we are finally able to look at step 5 of this system, which is to put in place easy to follow processes. This step alone will not solve the root causes that many firm owners face when it comes to overwork and lack of scalability. It will, however, optimize everything that you have put in place in this system to date. In episode 134 of this podcast, I have an episode that shows you how to streamline all processes in your firm and how you can actually get others to help you with this. Okay, the 6th and final step of the firm freedom system is focused action toward your ideal lifestyle. What does this mean? A big part about saving time in your business is knowing what to work on, what not to work on, what to say yes to, and what to say no to. When you are crystal clear about your desired end state and what you need to be happy in life, it becomes easier to set your immediate priorities. And when your priorities are set, you then have an easier way to focus on what you should be working on, which helps you avoid distractions and shiny objects. Episode 61 of this podcast reviews how to develop a process that keeps your eyes on the prize and helps keep you focused. On the whole, this system might not seem too complicated, but it required a lot of thought to consider the steps that a firm should follow and in which order to set themselves up for freedom and to set themselves up to scale the business to the level they desire. Hopefully that helps. And if you're looking for help when it comes to unlocking freedom and flexibility in your firm, then you'll want to check out my Future Firm Accelerate online coaching program. You'll get step-by-step self-paced training on how to quickly systematize your firm so that you can earn more while working less. You'll get coaching whenever you need more help, and you'll join a community of 750 plus modern firm owners who are all helping each other out. For more info, just head on over to www.futurefirmaccelerate.com. So that's all for today. Hope you found today's episode helpful, and I'll catch you in the next one. Take care.